Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, September 6, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
All right. Here's another Friday. We made it here. I know we didn't want to make it here, but here we are. But we're just one day closer to where we want to be. So let's get started. All right, Ray, did we send anything out?
No.
Nothing out? Nothing in the form at all. All right, well, let's get started. Guys, it's a good Friday regardless. Seems like we had good Friday every Friday, don't we? I know some of you said, yeah. But we are here. There was nothing but good news out this week. All the articles were good that we saw. All the information, they're still doing the same thing on TV. They are priming the pump or informing the public about the coins, about the lower denoms, and about the coming days. So, banks are ready. Again, Texas is not reported in. Everybody else is. They're sitting there ready to go. They are working this weekend. Everybody's working. Still got to see about Texas, though. I did call them this morning, and I didn't get an answer, so I shouldn't say they're not working because I don't really know. They didn't answer the phone, which could mean they are working. But let me check. All of our other places of information seem to think it's going to be an exciting weekend. All of them seem to think it's going to be an exciting weekend. So, because there's nothing else to do. Everyone, there's nothing else to do. We're sitting here. We have great rates. Actually, looking at the rates as we speak is what I'm told. You could be seeing them at any moment. You could be seeing them over the weekend. You could see them first thing Monday morning. But they are here. They're higher than expected. And Ray did put something out to tell you guys that there was a code red situation. You did say code red, didn't you? Or you just said code?
I just said a code.
Anyway. Oh, okay. So, anyway, we're waiting for another code change to a different color. So, when it happens, we're going to go. But that's what we're sitting there, guys. There's nothing to worry about, bother with. I mean, they just keep saying we're just done. We're done. There's nothing else we can do except y'all start coming in. That's it. And over there, they're saying for you to start seeing it. There's nothing else for us to do but for you to see it. So that's the point we're at. We don't know the moment in time. We know we're expecting an exciting weekend. If not an exciting Monday morning, I'm going for the weekend. But that's where we're at. All right, Ray.
Okay. That takes us to questions. Let's see, Massman says, hi, guys. Can you go over again how / when / whom you would ask to invest your money into an IMF project and what's the minimum amount you would need to be considered?
I don't know what the minimum amount was to go in there. I know they're trying to get $1 trillion. I know we should get the information on it after the RV is announced because we were getting it actually from our council member. So we should get that information at that time. And you should be asking your wealth manager to investigate IMF projects that are looking for funding and tell them that's where you want to put your money. All right. Now, they may not know a thing about it, but that's what they get paid for, to go find out about it. as your wealth manager to go investigate it, to climb up the ladder, to see where those projects are, because that's where you want to put your money. And if your wealth advisor cannot do that, then tell them you need a new wealth advisor, all right? But we're going to do the best we can to give you somewhere to start as we get the information from you. Okay, what's next?
Dinar Star. Oh, wait a minute. They wrote a short story.
Hey, wait a minute. I got another idea first. Let's see if we can send a quick message to council member to see if they would be willing to come on this call and talk about the IMF project. I should have thought about that before. But let's do that while we're doing it. See if we can get some kind of response. All right, go ahead.
All right. Dinar Star, you're asking some question about a digital currency trading company, and we're not going to get into that. Annie O says, number one, I am sure you have heard about those who have Zim to participate in humanitarian projects to improve our way of life. Anyway, well, my take is to take caution. If the cabal has delayed this release with their antics, then who knows if they are not going to scam us. I'm trying to find a question here. Just my observations. Okay, we don't need your observations, ladies and gentlemen. This is Q&A. You have something you want to ask a question on. Your observations and viewpoints, you can do that in chat. Let me see. Big Draft says, Tony, I am in my 60s and my children are in this with us, so my question is this. I plan on investing half of my money in stocks and putting the rest in a no-interest checking account. Is this a wise thing to do in your opinion? Just your opinion, since you're not a financial advisor.
Okay.
And you don't play one on TV.
All right. I don't do either. You're right. But in my opinion, I would do neither of the two things you just mentioned, because that's not what I do. You know, because I try to, first of all, why would you put your money in a non-interest-bearing account? I mean, then your money's not making money, so I don't even see the purpose of that one right there, especially not long-term and for your kids involved. I don't see that at all. And getting back to the stock market, guys, the stock market, per se, is for long-term investments with short-term gain. I mean, short amount of gain. You have to be in the stock market for a long time just going into it to see the type of return I think you're looking for, should get. And stocks are fickle because the stock market goes up and down every day. And more importantly, you know, some idiot could come on television and say the wrong thing and you lose every dime of your money in an instant just because he said something or she said something. I'm just saying any idiot, not the idiot. And the market crashes. Crashes on Friday, you're out the market because you got wiped out. Monday, Tuesday, somebody comes back and say, oh, what he meant to say was this. And, you know, you bottomed out before you got a chance to go back up. Or stocks based on, you know, you got to look at CEOs and representatives of companies. They could say something stupid on the news, on a commercial, or an interview, and your stock falls out the bottom. You know, I don't put my future and my family's future in somebody else's hands like that. Based on that. That's why, I'm just telling you, based on me, I only do IPOs when the stock market is involved. I only do IPOs because I know initially I got more chance of success than failure, and it's temporary. Because once that IPO is out, my profit is made, I'm at least going to get what I put in out and leave the rest because now I'm playing with their money. Now it can't hurt me. and I can leave it there. But I get all mine back so I can do it over and over and over. Because once you have success at something, what you want to do is repeat it again and again and again. As we talked about on the last call, I'll tell you several ways to do one thing 50 times and get paid every time you do it. Because that's what's going to happen. So I don't believe in any particular stuff. I believe in, I'll tell you guys this, for you guys who are network marketers, and these are little things you have to know about stocks. Every network marketing company has, you know, 100,000 people, 200,000 people, if they're successful and they're going. But they have quarterly meetings. 30 days before that quarterly meeting, the company always goes in and they buy the stock. Why? Who wants to go have a quarterly meeting with all your workers and say the stock is down? They don't. They buy the stock. So they go in and say, hey, look how much our stock has gone up. Because they make sure they have a good report. That's when you want to buy their stock. If you go through all the network marketing companies that are public, don't do it first. Just look at what I just told you. Go in there and look at each one of them and see what happens right before their quarterly meeting. I want to go in and buy that. And here's a trick. I'm going to tell you guys too. I want to sell it during the meeting, not after the meeting. I know I'm telling you guys too much. It's probably going to crash on my stock. But anyway, that's what successful people do. I mean, as far as stocks, you sell it during the meeting when it's at its peak. You get your profit, you get out. You do that four times a year, you made money every single time. If you do that with every company, I mean, there is no losing. You just make money. Anyway, those are things I look at as far as stocks. I never get in a stock. I never intend to stay in a stock for a year, 2 years, 5 years, because I don't know what might happen. Any news thing could happen. You know, I did that with, ValueJet, yeah. I mean, that's where, you know, the plane crashed, and I lost $85,000 in 15 minutes. Because it was a bad choice, it was a bad thing to do, and it wasn't an IPO. It was a stock that was already there, so I bought it at its current rate. Plane crash, dropped down, I lost money instantly. So I know I don't do that. I don't even look at stock markets. I don't even try to short stocks, which you could. Because the same thing I told you going in those network marketing companies, they do, right after that, their stock goes down. So you could buy it going in and make money. You can short it going out and make money once you know what you're doing. And you find you five or six of them or 10 of those for a year and you do nothing but that, every quarter you're going to make a profit. But who wants to do all that? When I can just look at all the IPOs, they have the greatest chance of gain depending on what they are. I can look at all of, again, companies that before they go public to invest in, so I know I made some money. I can look at the bank and say, tell me all the IPOs you're doing, put me in before they go public so I know I made some money. And I don't have to gamble with my family's future in stocks that I have no control over or no reason to know what their CEO or somebody in the company might say on the news one morning and crash the whole market. Anyway, that's probably too much information, but there it is. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. All right. One star says, when setting up a trust with a trustee, does the trustee set up the checking or payroll accounts? Yes. Number two, when paying any individual from a trust, does the language, quote, trust company XYZ, have to or should be printed on the payroll check or any expenses the trustee pays? Yes, the name of the entity is going to be on the check, whatever you name the entity. Number three, the day Iraq RVs. Is it possible that Iraq will put a hold on the dinar not to be released on Forex or the NASDAQ for several days?
Can the dinar be reevaluated and only the country benefit from it? Or can they get like 72 hours before it actually shows up in Forex? So another example would be, can the RV happen today after the market closed and everybody enjoy it instantly because the rate changed, and then it not hit 4X until Sunday when the market opens back up, or Monday morning? Could that happen? Absolutely. That could happen. Okay.
It already has for some people. Anyway.
Okay, there you go.
To a degree. Omnivore says, I am part of the Admirals group. It seems they have gone quiet. My contact has not told me anything in many months. Are they still there in the sense they are still organized? Do you know?
I know that. Hold on for a second. Let me see.
Let's call Admiral and ask what's going on. No, we don't get involved in groups.
Let me see. Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Well, it anyway. FYI to the rest of the members, don't even think about it after today. You're not here to give you the 411 on your group activity. You chose to get involved in those groups. Tony's just being extra benevolent.
Hey. I am, because I want to read it to you. It says, I thought it was, oh, no, it wasn't a text. I got a phone call. Anyway, because I thought it was funny. So I got a phone call this morning. They told me Reno was wide open and that everybody in Reno was standing in line to get paid, and everybody was flying into Reno because it's going. So, of course, I just start laughing. Like, really? Is that what you were told? Okay. Because, you know, you hear this stuff 3 or 4 times a week, guys. And I told you guys, really, there's nothing going to happen in Reno. Nobody's going to get paid. Admirals Group is not going to get paid until we get paid. Rule is, we are all going to go together. Now, the Admirals Group, any other group that has not exchanged with SKR, is going to get paid after you're going to get paid. Now, those people who went to the bank, and we have some people, who did exchanges, have SKRs, and they have pending amounts showing on their bank account. When this goes live, they should instantly get paid because they've already done the work they needed to do. The groups have not. You send in your paperwork, you signed your agreements, your contract, blah, blah, blah. Your paymasters don't have money to pay you, and when they get the money, they still got to figure out who gets paid what, when, and how. How much did you put in? What rate are you getting? Everything else. And then they have to put in what order to pay you. So it may be days or weeks before you get paid. But I promise you right now, today, this moment, two things. Admirals Group is still there. So they are still there. Bunch of people still in Reno. Admirals Group is an official group. And I got that from the Treasury Department. So majority of it is official. And nobody in Admirals Group has been paid. I know paymasters. I know people in the group. And I actually conversation with Bob himself. Nobody has been paid. Okay? They are not standing in line being paid. It is still a good group. All right. What's next?
Pepito 3891424. if only the dinar revalues, would it be safe to say that we can purchase more dong and zim from dinar exchange funds post RV?
You can buy whatever you want. They cannot stop you once you've exchanged your dinar. But I'm going to tell you, the chances that are happening are slim to none, just for that purpose. Why would all of us become rich with the dinar and to buy all the dong and zim in the world before they exchange it? Guys, it's never going to happen.
All right, let's go live. 303, Erica.
Oh,
you are
okay.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, along those notes, somebody said, this couple weeks ago that they were going to, if there was a second basket, that they were going to go out and buy a bunch of Zim. And I was wondering if that could be a scenario where it's actually the mouse trap and you end up with nothing. What are your thoughts?
There is going to be a second basket. The Zim is not in the second basket. But could you buy Zim after this absence? Absolutely. But it's going to already be revalued. So I don't know the purpose of it, but okay.
Oh, I thought a few weeks ago you had said, speculated that the Zim might be in a second basket.
No. Our committee guy says it's not going. The bank, even as this morning, said it's still going. It's still on their screen. They're still going to do it. So we're going to see what happens. I can tell you if it doesn't go, then, yes, it will probably move there, but I think it's going to go. But if it doesn't, because there is an agreement and their currency is going to revalue at some point anyway, because they're too important not to. I don't know how soon that's going to happen or how long it's going to take, but I will feel confident if it doesn't do it now, it will once their country gets reorganized or revalued.
But wouldn't it be just their current currency? I mean, the currency that people are buying is the currency that is has been discontinued by their central bank. So that was
it has been discontinued by their central bank. And these are the notes that Treasury had told us to buy 10 years ago, and they were part of the agreement. Once again, if it doesn't go when the dinar and dong goes, I don't know what notes might apply. It might just be only the new notes that they did, or like our committee got us in 2016 and newer. I don't know until this actually happens and I get an update from the Treasury and what the new plan is.
Yeah, and that was, you know, and when I look at it, I'm like, and I've never been invested in the Zim, and for the reason that it's been discontinued. And so I heard that, and I've always wondered, and I think I've maybe talked to you before that, you know, if when they went to discontinue it, they offered $5 for every Zim note, and so the central bank took all those at $5, and so it would have been people that wanted $0 that would have held on to the Zim, and so that's probably not very many people, because that would seem to be, you know, I mean, not in your interest unless you think it's going to have collector's item worth down the road. And so then you're into the so then the next scenario is, where is the Zim coming from that people are purchasing? And so that's probably the central bank that says, well, we bought these at $5. They're worth nothing. So let's sell them as collector's items because they don't have any value. And so now they're the ones that are selling the Zim, and collectors and, you know, Amazon, wherever you're getting these from, you know, that's where they're coming from. But why would they sell them at, you know, $10, $50, whatever, if they're worth millions of dollars? You know, to me, nothing really adds up, because if they don't have to use that currency, it can sit in a vault until they're ready to do the global currency reset, and then they turn it all in for themselves.
I don't know. Why did dinar sell us all the currency they did when they knew one day it was going to be worth $4? But CBI kept selling it to us, didn't they, at 1,100 to 1, because they needed money for their economy.
Yeah, well, and it's their live currency, though. right?
Okay.
I mean,
we'll see. Yeah, but you're arguing a mute point. I don't have an answer for you. And you want to argue about it, either they're going to do it or they're not going to do it. Doesn't make sense. We just took the information that we got from the Treasury, okay? So let's see if it goes. If it doesn't go, then we're in line for it for next time.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to look at the scenarios where there could be a danger of, you know, people are like, oh, you know, we've got an opportunity to buy a bunch of Zim, and it may never have any value. And so, you know, like you've always said, you know, a bunch of us are going to lose a bunch of money because we're not smart and wise in our investments. And that could be one where they've already planned to take all of your money back again because you're buying something that's worthless. You know, I mean, it's just a
danger.
Okay,
this is what we do, guys. And some people have one or two notes, and some have a couple of notes. You got enough where to make a difference. If you don't, buy what you know. That's why I bought Dinar, Dong, Zim. That's why I diversified my portfolio into this so that I knew somewhere I was going to win. And if I lost $400 or $500 on Zim and made $50 million on Dong, it was worth the gamble. So that's the only way we can look at it. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
All right. Buddy. 916 area code. You are next.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Make the West Coast.
Morning, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, Tony, are we expecting 800 numbers today?
It could happen at any moment.
Okay, and did you get different rates from the bank, or are the rates about still the same?
Nope, the rate's about still the same. Only thing I got from the bank is we're looking for a great weekend. If not, Monday morning, the rates are there. I'm staring at them. You could see them at any time over the weekend, Monday morning, Tuesday, latest. We're all working this weekend, and we're ready to go.
Okay. And so you said you heard something about somebody that said something about Reno. Was that from the other gurus or the other idiots or something?
Yeah, something. Something that somebody else is passing around to people. And again, guys, everybody gets everything from other gurus. Not that all information is bad, but some of it, people don't even take the time to check it out, to make a phone call, to call their contacts here. And they say, man, we're sitting down eating breakfast. Ain't nobody listening to that mess. Or ain't nobody doing this or that. Or, you know, they just put out stuff. And I don't know why they do. That's what I do see. And I just, you got to know this isn't true. I mean, you got to know if you're a so-called guru and you've gotten information. Why would you even put something out like this? But they do anyway. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, if anything else, you guys have a good weekend. And God bless you. I appreciate everything y'all do. I'll be looking forward to the calls. And so I'm already blessed. Have a good one.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. You too. Have a great weekend.
865, Eric, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the info and appreciate the opportunity to ask you just a couple of questions. Middle of the week, Wednesday's call, we were, of course, focusing in on the CBI announcement. We know that it was an announcement without being an announcement. Have there been any further little tweakings on that from your sources over there in terms of what else, if anything, there remains for the CBI?
No, because they keep saying we're done and we're actually waiting on you guys, and we don't know why, because we've done everything and they're still waiting on you guys. And that's all we're getting from them is I don't know why they haven't released it. And getting the same thing from the banks. We don't know why they haven't released it, but we're staring at it. and you guys should be here. We should be processing people, but we're not.
Okay. The exchange centers, you've really kind of briefed us over the months in terms of the fact that they will be giving extended hours on that. Have they indicated that for those on the West Coast that they'll be open until 11 and on the East Coast they may be open until 10? Have they made any clarification that they're standard hours universal, or is it just literally going to be varying from location to location? We'll find that out when we make our appointments.
It was supposed to be until 1 a.m. on the first night because it was supposed to start Friday evening and go to 1 a.m. Every night after that, it's supposed to be 11 o'clock based on where you are. East Coast time, Central, West Coast time. 11 o'clock, this will be the last appointment.
Okay. Well, if it's 1 a.m. on a Friday, this is a Friday, we may need to take some power naps so that we are wide awake by 1 a.m. I'd like to think positively here.
No. They're going to be taking appointments till 1, not starting at 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it started this afternoon at 7, 8, or 9, then it would go until 1 a.m. the first night, Friday night, but they would go until 11 every night after that.
Okay. But that would then be the call centers for setting the appointments, and then somewhat correlating
that would then
to
be the exchange centers even doing exchanges.
That too. Okay. If I may, without getting you into too much hot water, given that our message had been that there was a code change, but you used the terminology code red, what is their definition of code red? And if there is a code change, what change of color should we be all focusing on thinking about if we need this to change to what colors for this to materialize? I don't want to get you in hot water and make you turn red either.
Well, you already did, because you repeated everything I wasn't supposed to say. Even after Ray said I wasn't supposed to say it. So,
well, then you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. I'm now looking for the black vehicles outside my window. Okay. Thank you very much. And with that, I will just let you out of the hot water so that you don't turn code red either, and say 10 days from whenever all of this is happening, it looks to me that that's when we're going to have our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project, and that is getting longer and longer because it seems like we're getting closer and closer. And it does sound like it's going to be a good weekend, and hopefully this is our festive finale Friday this time around. I appreciate all your info, guys.
Yeah.
Have a great
one. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
So I'm looking for the color of money, just so you know. All right. So,
me too.
All right. Ray, hold on for a second. I got to tell you guys something that has happened here that's come to my attention. So, you know, I told you guys I always wanted to do something. One of my projects is to help kids who have aged out of the system and set up something for them, place to live, place to study, education, something in the future. I saw that actually this morning, I guess, on CNN Heroes, that a woman had already started doing that, where she was taking homeless kids off the street who had aged out of the system, giving them somewhere to live. And she said it was exciting and fun to see them turn into kids again, be able to have somewhere warm to eat and, you know, something to eat and somewhere just to relax. So I was really excited to see that. And I hope you guys remember that, because that's just one person doing what each of us will have an opportunity to do. So I also read this morning where a lady and her kids were standing in line at a grocery store, and she had been traveling. So she went to pay for her groceries, and her card wouldn't work because they knew she was traveling. So the fraud division stopped her card from working. So, but this guy standing in line behind her, 24 years old, tapped her on the shoulder and told her, don't worry about it. And he paid for her groceries, $200. He paid for it, told her it was all right. And that she just needed to pay it forward. That's all, which was a good thing. But here's the thing. She refused to do that, wanted his name, wanted to know where he lived, his work, everything. She's going to pay him back. We happen to work down the street at Excel. But you guys are probably going to see this because it's on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, somewhere out there right now today. But when she called that guy the next day so she could get that money back to him, you know, she was met with tears and crying and everything else because they told her he was in an accident after he left that store and was killed. But that was his last thing he did, was paid that $200 for them and asked her to pay it for it. So it got to her, which is good. So she started something in his name. She just figured she had to do something, program in his name. So she started doing things for others. And as far as people on the street and feeding them and clothing them and in his name. And this one person picked it up and they had a rental property. So they knew a family that was living on the streets. So they put him in that house and said they could have it for a year in his name. We're going to pay for everything, get you back on your feet. But they did it in this guy's name because he was paying it forward and the thing just kept growing. And they gave it to him. And now they've already earmarked that house every year to give it to a homeless family for a year so they can get back on their feet. So all of this in his name, and this program starting all over his name, which are all things that we could participate in, look at, and should be a part of. And I wanted to share those things with you guys because there's things that you can look at and make a difference, if not in the world, which that evidently is because it's going viral, but to somebody. Let's make a difference to somebody. Let's do that with the TNT program, but let's do that forever. Because I think you can do that. All right, Ray, I just wanted to get that out. Go ahead.
Okay. 610, Erica, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, sir.
I am doing super fantastic, Tony, and those were some great stories that you just told to us that really got me thinking about the children that age out of the system and how we can help them and some other things that I want to do with healthcare and stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new month, new day, and that means there's a new bill to pay. And in order to pay things forward, we need to keep this information superstation on the air. And you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And I'd just like to make it clear, everyone, that I have never been asked by Ray or Tony to ask for donations. I ask for donations to keep this information superstation on the air of my own volition and my own free will. Also, I'd like to thank those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And thank you again to both of your families for sharing you with us so that we can get all that banking information that you have for us each and every week. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, man. Thank you, sir. We appreciate everything you do.
All right, Tony. Have a good one.
951, area code. You're on.
Wow, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I wasn't expecting to be called this early, but that's good. Anyway, I have a question talking about other currencies, about the Chinese yuan. I know a long time ago you talked about that when everything revalued and if the Chinese yuan was still up around, what, 6.8 or 7 or something like that, that it would be a good deal to buy some of that. Do you know if the Chinese yuan is going to revalue at the same time as everything else does? I mean, you probably don't know. We won't know until it happens, huh?
I don't know. I know it's not in this basket. So, well, as far as I know, the list that we were given is not in this basket. It might be in the next basket. But I don't ever remember me telling you guys to buy one anyway because it's too unpredictable to me. I don't know. Just what they're doing right now, I see it would probably be one of the last currencies to revalue, especially to revalue enough that you would make any money off of it or worth. Just with what has been going on for years with them calling China, you know, a currency manipulator. And plus now with the tariff wars, everything else, how far this is going to go and where it's going to take them. I mean, anybody can make any money. Don't get me wrong. You guys can go on Forex right now and some currency can go up a penny. And if you put enough money in there, you're going to make money. A couple hundred thousand, even a couple million if you put enough in there and it goes up a penny. Currency usually doesn't go up a penny. It goes up a tenth of a penny or four-tenths of a penny when it does. So I don't see the risk versus reward there for me to do something like that. Might work for somebody else, but it's not something I would look at doing.
Okay. Yeah, this is quite a few years back, and maybe I just misunderstood you, maybe I'm remembering wrong or something like that, but all right. Well, cool. Thanks.
Let's maybe I don't remember. I've been older in the last couple of years, but anyway.
You know, yeah. You know what I tell people? I tell people I have a good memory. It's just short.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, sir. 805, Erico, you are on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, 865 is looking out her window. I don't see why she was wanting to see a black sedan. She's been driving one for about 4 years now. on Wednesday, I talked to you a little bit about the IMF investments. Just one question, and this is basically on the idea of negotiation. When you talk to your wealth manager about that, is the bank going to be making money off that investment?
I don't see that the bank would make money off, being that it's going to be transferred to the IMF to do what they need to do. So no.
That's what I was wondering. So it's really not a negotiating factor for them. All right. That's my only question. Again, thanks, you guys. Appreciate everything you do. And Ray,
right.
how's everything in Raleigh as far as the storm goes? Are you all right?
Piece of cake.
Okay.
No problem.
That's great. We were my wife and I were praying for you. So
thank you.
Take care.
I just gotta go clean out the yard, clean up some leaves and stuff. Nothing the lawnmower won't get though.
All right.
All right.
That's
thank
good.
You.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay. 619 area code. You are on.
Hey, hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
All right.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Nth degree.
Good. Hey, guys, I got a couple of questions here for you. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the banks. Tony, I have a concern question that once the RV happens, we exchange, we have our money sitting in the banks. If we have a big crash, okay, stock market crash, things like that, if the banks have any struggles, the monies that we have in those accounts, they claim as assets, they then take it. And I believe there's an article that came out of a year ago or so, maybe you guys might have shared it, about storing your money on the private side of the banks, that those monies weren't considered part of the bank's assets, and therefore they weren't able to have access to it as much. Is that true? Am I following that correctly?
Yeah, I remember that article, yes. That is true. But at the same token, your money's just sitting there.
Sitting there, what, the private bank?
Yeah, on the private side where they can't use it for investments or anything else. With, you're not getting anything off of it. They're not getting anything off of it. It's just sitting there.
Okay, all right. But they wouldn't have the ability to take and snag it from us if something did happen like that, correct?
That's what it says. Supposedly, yeah.
Okay, all right. And, you know, they've been known to do other crazier things, so they could probably figure that out too. With regards to Lloyd's of London, can you tell me a little bit more about how that might work to insure our money so that if something did happen like that, we would then possibly be insured and protected?
Well, I can't, but you can look it up. You can contact Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, I've tried.
You what?
It's not real easy. So I've tried. It's not real easy to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Honestly, it probably isn't, but probably something you want to sit down and talk to the wealth manager about. They do have a program there, and they actually do it for platforms in high-risk situations. But it's not something everybody's going to know about. But I think you could sit down and talk with them, and they can make the connection for you. But it is out there, absolutely.
And you talked about the second basket, whatever currencies may come out in there. Do you have any time frame as to when that may happen? Is it the following January or any information on that? I know you got
to. They want it to be
probably considered, but, you know.
Yeah, they want it to be between 6 and 18 months after this is when it was supposed to be. Now, this was two administrations ago. One administration, I don't know what this administration is doing or what the timeline is for it. I do know what they have put in place. Yes, you had to be a credible investor. They're not going to want anybody and everybody in it like they did this. That's why the bank changed the rules now. When you're going to buy foreign currency, they ask you, are you going on a trip or what are you going to do? Because they'll limit the amount that they will let you have will be tracked.
Okay. And then my last question, there was an article about the CBI possibly needing to have the coins and the lower denoms out for at least 90 days, which then puts us into January before any RV would happen. Are you hearing anything about that?
Okay. So let's think about it for a moment. They put out the lower denoms and they put out the coins and they're on the streets. all the coins in twos, fives, and tens, and it still takes you 1,200 dinar to equal a dollar. So what good is all the twos, fives, tens, and twenties and the coins on the street when the coins would be absolutely worthless if the rate doesn't change? For 90 days, they stall their entire economy, or people have all this money that's no good. I mean, who's actually going to go in the bank and change money that I can buy bread and gas with for money that's absolutely useless? How many times am I going to do that in the next 90 days? And then how do I pay my bills, eat and feed my family if all I'm getting is useless currency every time I go to the bank or an ATM machine? So that really doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, it doesn't, but I guess maybe they use the bigger notes. They'd use the bigger notes for the time being, and I believe it's the IMF based on the loans that the CBS.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, man. They're going to use the bigger notes. So we're going to go to the bank, and they're just going to give us the lower notes for nothing? Here, take as many as you want. How do I get the lower notes? I have to give them good money to get bad money. That's how you get the lower notes. So give them money I could buy food with for money I could do nothing with. I would still have to exchange it. So how many times would I do that in 90 days? I'd give away my paycheck, say, give me all the lower denoms, because that's where the new money's going to be, and I couldn't pay one single bill, couldn't even buy lunch at McDonald's because now I got all this worthless money. I don't understand how you think that's going to work, or anybody else. It's still an exchange process. I go to the bank and do that. I mean, I go to any of the stores or to buy clothes, food, or anything else. They're not going to take worthless money based on in 90 days it might be worth something because they're putting it on the street. And then all our 3-0 notes disappear. Because every time I go to the bank, all they're doing is giving me this worthless money back. It's not going to happen that way. I promise you. It doesn't even make sense. Anybody to sit down and think about it.
You may be right, but they've taken this long to get it to this point anyway, so it's very likely that they would go in the next year because they sure as heck haven't done it yet. So.
Well, they can't go in the next year that way, I tell you. And I can tell you this that I know. The day the coins come out is the day the RSD happens. It's going to be on the exact same day. The lower denoms will come out, and the coins are going to come out on the same day.
Versus they come out, nothing happens, and then a few days later they announce it and they do a rate change. So to me, just because the coins come out,
you can't do that. Listen, just think about this. I don't know if the NAR is going to revalue or not. Every time I look at the internet, it says scam, scam, not going to happen. Or there's some idiot guru telling me it's going to happen in the next 5 years because of the new 5-year plan they put out. Or some idiot saying it's going to happen January of next year. But they go ahead and put the lower denoms out and the coins out. You're telling me I got 90 days to buy as much dinar as I can buy because I know it's going to happen now? Or they put it out on Monday and say, well, we're not going to revalue till Friday. They're still giving me a 4-day advance. Not just me. They're giving every investor in the world who ever thought and looked at this. They're giving Forex and everybody on Forex 4 days heads up. Hey, we're getting ready to do this. Move all your money out of every other currency that you have, put it in the dinar, because it's going in 4 days. Does that sound reasonable to you? Or that it's going in 90 days? Who's going to give them a 90-day notice that we're going to revalue the currency? Just my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. That makes sense. That totally makes sense. I'm just thinking that this thing, again, I'm going by some information that I heard. I have no way of reaching them, or I'd ask them, like you guys ask. But I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on it. I'm still kind of thinking that it won't happen till the end of next year. I wish we could all have it today, yesterday, you know.
All right, well, let's see what happens.
Hey, your Chargers, my Chargers are going to beat your Raiders, just a reminder of that. Don't forget, okay?
Oh, man, you need to quit smoking that stuff. It's not legal in every state. But anyway.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks,
we'll talk about it on Monday. All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Take care, man. Bye. Okay, so 619 just acknowledged that he wanted to run somebody else's information by us. Okay. I thought that's what I heard, so. If he goes on. I know you need to cut out, but let me share this real quick. I want you to hear it.
All right.
It says, dear Ray, and pass this through to Tony. Like many others, I am one of your invisible, previously unnamed fans. Life has certainly been interesting the last few years, and a whole lot of people have pointed fingers, thinking ill of me, and it seems as though your brother Tony and I are members of too many of the same clubs. One of those that I am okay with sharing is the U.S. Air Force. So it's okay with sharing that club with you, but not the other ones where people pointing fingers at me. He says,
okay.
Like too many, I have had good intentions that I have not followed through on, but the one thing I can say I did right was this. I was one of the first to send a card of condolence to Mrs. Vanita Palmer and family when Tony called out to the community. For once, I did not have to hang my head in shame, which was reward enough, really. But when I received a thank you note from Mrs. Palmer, I was amazed. I do not think that in similar circumstances I could have done anything with such character. However, it makes me want to try. When I reflect upon how easy it was to simply do the right thing, I knew I had to join another club, the TNT Donation Club. So here you are. So this was, he sent a little donation to help out with the bills. It is humbling to be a member of this soon-to-be blessed group. Never mind the years of near poverty, living on a diminished Social Security income, and all the rest. Thank you for all you have done, your patience, your instruction, and your humanity. Not mentioned as much in the kudos, but every bit as important. Tom. Now, one thing I also want to say, folks, postage stamps are 50 cents. A lot of you helped out and sent something to JN's family, and Mrs. Palmer responded to some of you, but don't feel neglected if you didn't get a response back. There's thousands of TNT members, and I'm pretty sure some of you that didn't send any money sent a card, and it could be expensive to try to respond to everyone with a thank you card or a thank you note. So I'm pretty sure she was probably selective in that, mainly due to cost. So we don't want anyone to feel slighted because you didn't get a return back. Remember, those stamps cost 50 cents each. But I wanted to share that letter with you, Tony.
Okay, well, and let me tell you this, guys, because I do talk to them. But that is their intention, is to send each and every one of you a thank you. And they have been working, her and the two boys, I can tell you that. And he did say that he was grateful that somebody did send him stamps. They were grateful just for that because it helped them in the process. But the intention was to send a thank you note to each and every person that they could. But they had an address because, you know, you guys who send it electronically is hard. But for everyone that they received, they were trying to send a thank you note. And they do greatly appreciate it and have been and will continue to appreciate all the help they can get. So thanks, Ray. That's a good letter. All right.
Let me just talk to this Texan real quick. 281.
Okay.
You're on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing today?
Well, he said Texan. I thought it was Danny in Dallas, but, you know, I'm used to disappointment, so whatever. Oh, man, hey, how you doing?
So, well, I am not going to pull the through today. I ain't doing it. You need to watch yourself. Oh, my God.
Man.
You are Well, I guess I'm just wanting to know with the supposedly, I guess you would say, announcement Iraq made in their televised broadcast on this week. My question is, if they're pretty much done with everything over there and just waiting for whomever over here, I guess, or wherever they're waiting for the release to go, how is it that they're keeping their citizens at bay? Because I know they're telling their citizens pretty much, you know, about the training and all that. They've been training them and keeping them abreast of everything. But I'm sure the citizens are thinking they're ready to go, or the rate's going to change at any time. Would I be correct on that assumption? And if so, what are they continuing to tell those people that, you know?
They're continuing. You know, we're only seeing one, two, or three articles that come out, guys. And they're having 10 or 12 articles come out a day over there. And they got information going around at the banks and symposiums and everywhere. So they're staying on it. They know it's coming. They're excited. And they keep telling them in the coming days. Even Thursday, he said in the coming days. Now, they said the coming days supposedly is 2 to 5 days. So they keep telling that, and they come up with a new article, and that's what they look at. As long as they're still giving them information and explaining it and saying this is what we're doing till we feel enough people understand it, then we can release it. And they know, okay, that's what they're biding on, education. As soon as they get enough of us educated, it's going to go. So that's holding them at bay right now, I think. And the fact they know it is coming. The fact they know in the newspaper now, they're seeing the coins again. They're showing them to them, even though they don't have them in their hand, they know they are coming. So again, just like I said, they're not telling the world through Forex, and they're not even broadcasting to the world. If we weren't on it right now, we wouldn't even know about it. But they're doing exactly that to the citizens and making sure they know and are prepared for it. So they're excited. They're not mad. If you guys haven't noticed, Sadar stopped talking about it. Kurdistan stopped talking about it. There's no arguments about it. There's no articles about them arguing about money or anything else, because now everybody knows it's happening.
Right.
So just didn't know the moment.
So I guess, so I know in the past you told us that Iraq wanted to enjoy it first and then the U.S., but you still feel like things have changed and that we all will go at the same time when Iraq goes?
Yeah, because back then they wanted the first 72 hours. They wanted 10 days to enjoy it themselves. Then we got down to 72 hours, and now it's been just so much people, so it's just going to go. Let's just go. It's not the hoopla what they wanted. You know, they wanted all the countries to come in, have a big celebration, and do all that. They don't want none of that anymore. You know, they've tried it 3-4 times. They just want it to happen. Let's just get this going so the economies can go. And that's what we're going to see.
And my last question is, do you think that all the banks in the U.S. that's going to participate in this, are they ready? I mean, could they be possibly waiting on, you know, some of the last ones to wrap up what they need to get this started? Maybe that
well,
could be
the
reason why we're ready.
Are ready. No, I had a guy go to bank this morning, and he called me. He said, I was in the bank, and I was looking around, and, you know, there's nothing but tellers in here. And I'm like, where's everybody else at? And they say, you know where they're at. You know where they're at. That crazy stuff you've been telling us for the last year, well, they're in training for it. He said, oh, okay. So did tell them, you know, they'll be here next week, but they've been gone since Monday, been training for it to happen the whole week. So, yes, it's down to that level. And everybody is, and they're all getting informed.
That's what it's – I mean, that makes sense that maybe some of them are still in training. They're just not finished with everyone. And then once all of them are wrapped up, then seem like they'll let it go. That's what I've been thinking, but I, you know, I was just assuming.
They are still training because they had to replace them. But like I said on Wednesday's call, one of the main banks was getting a little greedy, and the other banks were upset about it, and they were going back and forth. I mean, and the bank and police tell said we were the holdup because they were just getting greedy. And, you know, as a VP, he said we were getting greedy. And they just weren't standing for it. So, but supposedly they worked it all out. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you. And Texas, that see, that's why we were not at our, you know, main places where we should be, because we know they're still working on stuff. We're not going over there until they finish. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
How about Texas was being greedy? How about that?
Well, I think it's about time for us to be greedy. We're tired of waiting. Come on with it. I agree. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're waiting for the Vegas. You still got the Vegas thing already in your mind? I know you don't have the venue all figured out yet.
It's in my mind. 10,000 people come to Vegas and let's go gamble. Anyway, it's in my mind, but getting it out of here and into Vegas is something different.
So, oh, my God.
Whew.
Well,
I tell everybody here, you guys think I've been working, doing this for 10 years? The real work starts the day after when I got to try and figure out how to get it set up for all these events real quick. I said,
well,
that's going to be the real work.
You have volunteers on the phone. I will volunteer. You need some people, let us know in the form, and we will volunteer to help whatever we need to do. Okay? So.
Oh, I'm definitely going to need some help, without a doubt. But okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll
help. Get us going.
All right. Well, have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. All right, sir. Wrap up time for you.
All right, guys. Hopefully, prayfully, I mean, everything else, it will be an exciting weekend. Hopefully and prayfully. Again, you know, anytime after 5, market's closed, anything could happen. So it's possible Sunday, it's possible Monday, but everybody's there. Hopefully, I'll be able to tweet to you guys tomorrow. If Texas has gone in, and then we'll know. All right? Other than that, enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. We are here. We just got to wait for them to give us the go. All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Ray?
All right, sir. You too. Enjoy your weekend. To member RV4R, you're right. You're a lousy artist. Thanks, just the same. Member Paul, area code 303. You're probably going to hear the recording of this call, but your letter is saying you can't hear the Blog Talk soundtrack. And for anyone else that is relying on just listening to the recording and want to hear it live, go to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Scroll down to the bottom, click on the call info link. That page will pop up, and it will show you all of the numbers that we use during the call that you can call in and listen while the call is taking place. Only one number is available for if you want to ask a question, and that's called the Q&A line. And even though some people still don't quite get it, they call in on the Q&A line and never put their hand up to ask a question. So that means they don't intend on asking a question. And if you don't intend on asking a question, don't get on the question line. That prevents someone else from getting on who really wants to ask a question. Get it? Q&A line. That's for questions and answers. So hopefully we will adhere to that on those who have difficulty catching the call live on Blog Talk, go to tntsuperfantastic.com and you can grab those numbers, the call-in numbers, to just listen to it live via telephone.
And of course, the playback number is also on that page. So either you can play back on Blog Talk Radio this call. If you can't remember the link, go to blogtalkradio.com/RayRen98. All of our calls are archived right there on Blog Talk. You can pull them up and listen to them to your heart's content, as well as the playback number. Now, the playback number is only going to be for the current call or the present call. It's like today we are recording. When you dial that playback number, it will play today's call. It will not play last week's call. You'll have to go to blogtalkradio.com to hear any of the previous recordings that are saved and recorded. And that being done, what I will do as an experiment, probably going to regret it, but I'm going to do it as an experiment and see. All of you that are on the Q&A line, if you all now, if you didn't already press star 1, press star 1 so that you can all clear out. And in the event, if there's a member that attempted to do or did complete the homework assignment, I gave two of them. And if you would like to talk about that for a few minutes, I'll do that. But in order to acknowledge you, I need everyone who has their hand up to put it down. And preferably, if you're already on the Q&A line and want to talk about the homework assignment, press star 1 to raise your hand. And I'll try to do at least one or two of you before we hang up, if I can get cooperation. So, I'm assuming that you all have. Well, we're going to find out real quick. 619 area code.
Yeah, I'm here.
You had a question?
No, Ray, we already talked.
Okay, you missed the instructions. Or did you press star 2 to put your hand back down?
No, I didn't. I was away from the phone. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll make an exception for that one. He wasn't in hearing range. 909. Okay. Apparently you weren't paying attention at all. So off you go. 510. Did you have a question?
Hello?
Yes.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I wasn't sure how to operate this in terms of putting your hand up or hand down. You just relayed that information. That is, information is not available anywhere else, and that is why I stayed on the call.
Okay. Star 1 raises your hand, and if I'm not mistaken, star 2 puts it back down.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anyone else that? Yes, sir.
So this is just pertaining to the homework assignment, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, then I'll put my hand down.
All right, thank you, sir. And I'm assuming the rest of you that have your hand up now have it up for that reason, because star 2 should put it back down, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong about that, too. Anyway, let's see. 215. Area code. Okay. 915 area code.
Hello, Ray?
Hello?
No, Ray.
Yes.
It's me. Oh, no, you don't know me. It's finally got on. It is from Texas.
Okay.
915. Well, I'm glad I'm on because I've been trying to get on when you and Tony are talking. I'm listening, and finally I got a hold of you right now, Ray. And I've been on this for more than 8 years or more when DC was on and Pat.
Okay.
So if you can keep give me a call later, and I'd like to, you know, this is not the time, but, you know, when you and Ray, I mean, Tony are on, I like to ask my question. So if you can give me a call, you have my number. I appreciate it.
We'll do the Q&A again on the next call. Next call will be Monday. So if you call in early enough on Monday, you'll be in front of the others. You can ask your question then.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thank you, sir.
Weekend.
All righty. All right, folks, I was mistaken. Star 1 raises your hand, and star 1 puts it back down, too. Maybe that's why I don't see a lot of hands going down. So try that. Star 1 is supposed to lower your hand if you raised it. So the same command, star 1, should take care of that. And, okay, I'm seeing hands still up on some numbers. All right.
Great.
This didn't work. Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. Good.
Yes.
All right. Hey, guys. I just got a little update I want to give out before I go here. So according to Texas, which they're not in, not going in today, and actually said there's no chance of it happening today because of what they are doing. So I'm going to put that out there for you guys. But they did say for Arkansas, I remember the lady wanted me to find out, I told her I would. Arkansas and Midwest states that don't have a Wells Fargo, they said you would be coming to Texas. You will have to cross the state line when you call the 800 number. And if you want Wells Fargo, you have to tell them that, and they will assign you to one of the banks in Texas. You will have to go that far in order to do it. They don't have brother or sister banks that they're going to do these type of transactions, is what I was just told. So there you go. Enjoy the day, tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. All right, Ray. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right, ladies and gents, enjoy your weekend. If anything happens between now and then, we'll get in touch with you. Keep believing.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven.
And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
In the morning.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
The clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.